Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this live Tuesday broadcast. So in the famous book written by one of the top Illuminati thinkers, Arthur C. Clarke, humans are going out to achieve next level godhood and merge with the Creator, they later learn, by a signal sent from Jupiter. And the HAL 9000 computer that's got everybody in suspended animation except two astronauts kills the crew. Just turns their life support off. Well, that's where we are right now. They're turning the Earth's life supports off. And you can pretend you're part of the power structure. That's why I laugh at my enemies. I mean, you know, they never got the offer to go meet Henry Kissinger in New York 15 years ago by the head of the Kissinger Group in front of witnesses. They never got the offers to be the next Rush Limbaugh. They didn't say no to those offers. They don't even know about those offers because they have nothing to offer these people. The globalists knew that my trajectory was dangerous for them. They wanted to buy me off. And I didn't take it. Because you know what? I'm on team human, not team demon. I'm on team freedom, not team Satan. I'm no hero. Man, I'm red-blooded. I like people. I'm pissed watching them starve, folks. I'm pissed watching them screw people over. I'm angry watching them cause all this friction and block all these real developments we have. I want the live extension technologies. I want real freedom, and humans have the decision what they want to do. You want to be a cyborg? Do it. But I don't want kids locked up with these iPads and this culture and forced on VR to dumb them down and control them because globalists don't want competition because they want to capture the future. But let's hit the next phase of this takeover. You already saw it. You already got a good taste of it. You already got a nice look at it. A lot of you got hurt by it, including myself and my family. Not just the poison shots, not just the devalued currency, not just the open borders, not just the drag queen pedophile time. But what is the funding of the police? Well, it's a federal muscling in on jurisdictions, on states and counties and cities and towns. And some of those towns are run by bad people, and some of those areas are run by good people. And you pretty much see if it's a blue area, you know it's bad. The red's a mix. It's shot to hell as well. But the average police officer didn't get that job on a power trip. They had somebody robbed, or they got robbed. They watched their mother get mugged, or they saw somebody shoot their neighbor for no reason when they were a kid. And, you know, they have an instinct to want to help people and wanting to go out and fight bad guys. They want to be warriors. Some do it for wrong reasons, but statistically, they're some of the best people we got. And they got a bad globalist influence trying to get them to do bad things, and they've done some bad things, and we shouldn't support them when they're bad. Man, I got so much to cover. I haven't even gotten to this next big story yet. We got a special guest joining us. I'm going to hit it, and then we'll have the guest. Stay with us. Just look at these headlines from Reuters. World faces unprecedented global hunger crisis, UN chief says, going into 2023. World Food Program warns of global food catastrophe, looming global catastrophe. The world could run out of food by 2023, major studies say, and the reports go on and on. We told you this was a designed program by the globalists 2.5 years ago. We told you energy and food prices would explode, and now they're up more than 40% in the U.S. alone. Some areas of the world are up over 100%. The only way you beat inflation and protect yourself and your family is with high-quality, affordable food ready to ship right now at PrepareToday.com at a very rare sale of 10% off site-wide. Not just on affordable food, but survival and preparedness items is happening right now. 10% off at PrepareToday.com. And on top of it, any order above $99 gets free shipping. That is a huge part of the cost of affordable food. So go to PrepareToday.com and protect yourself and your family while you still can.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Is the sun setting on human liberty, or is it rising? That question is up to us, my friends. Very, very blessed and honored to be able to have Susan Swift on, who's one of the leading lawyers with the Right to Life League, which is the oldest pro-life organization in America. She's also the vice president of legal affairs for the Right to Life League. Prior to working with pro-life, Susan enjoyed a career in television and films. She served as a litigation attorney at a prominent international law firm downtown Los Angeles. Susan is the mother of 7 children, dedicated to using her speaking and legal skills to champion civil rights for the unborn. RightToLifeLeague.org. And we couldn't get a better guest on. Give everybody a report on this big Roe v. Wade victory and something wonderful that Trump did getting these justices in. It basically counterbalances some of the things that Trump isn't perfect on. That's why I still support Trump overall, is the amazing thing that happened there. But that is decades of work by people like Susan Swift and countless others. Martin Luther King's wife, you name it, the list goes on and on. And right as the left openly says, yeah, it's a sacrament, yeah, we want to kill babies, right as they try to pass laws to kill babies after they're born, there is just a huge awakening of the heart and the mind, particularly statistics show in young people, rejecting this and seeing through it. And so the Democratic Party that's made threats to the American people and threats to Trump and saying, you have summoned the whirlwind, we're going to destroy you, we want these dead babies. So to talk about their counteroffensive against us and the incredible legislation and the insane sexualization of children at the same time and how this all ties together is Susan Swift with RightToLifeLeague.org. And there's so many points she sent, and articles she sent. Some of them I don't even know about. That's just insane. Planned Parenthood sex ed teaching 11-year-olds they can have sex. Planned Parenthood flyers given to 8th graders in the schools. I mean, this is the leftist cult. We've got so much to hit here. Most Californians support limits on abortion, but the establishment doesn't care. And it's really their pushing of killing third trimester and already born babies that I don't think I know has turned people against them. So why are they so naked now with famous feminists like, you name it, coming out and saying, sirs, I had 5 abortions. I had 10 abortions. I love Gloria Steinem. I love killing babies. And all these comedians bragging about kill those little bastards. It's just insane. These people have been taking the mask off. So Susan Swift's with us for the hour. I'm going to try to shut up and give her the floor. She's got a lot to say, but great to have you here with us. So much to cover. Where should we begin?
Well, first, I want to thank you, Alex. You are the general of truth. And this is the since I've spoken to Rush Limbaugh 12 years ago on his radio show. I called in. I was Susan from Glendale. This is the next best thing that's ever happened to me. So it is such an honor to be here on your show speaking to the General of Truth, because that's what I think you are.
Well, just thank you for what you're doing, and I see a lot of positive things happening. What would you call the current state of the battle for the unborn and for the soul of America?
Well, we are witnessing the California abortion apocalypse. It is unfolding right now. What has happened over the last 6 months is that the Future of Abortion Council, this is 40, I call them the abortion cartel, about 40 different abortion providers, they saw that their market share was going to be crippled by the Dobbs overturning of Roe versus Wade. And they went into action. This is back in probably November, December last year. And they said, well, we've got to boost up our market share. What are we going to do? They got together with Governor Gavin Newsom, who's the governor of California here, and they came out with a plan called the Future of Abortion Recommendations, 15 specific points, and they started advancing legislation. They've gotten them all through, 90% of them. There's at least 15 bills that they've already gotten all through. They're all enrolled. They're in various stages of just waiting to get to Governor Newsom's desk. And what this is as he starts signing them, this is ushering in an abortion apocalypse. It is abortion on demand, 24/7, no limits, and we'll fly you in here to California. It's free abortions, free travel, lost wages, you cover your insurance, hotel accommodations, and even child care, I kid you not. So just bring the kids you want to keep, because you can abort the one that's inside, right? Just keep the ones you want. That's just one bill. That's SB 1142. That's part of the budget now for California. Another bill that they have advanced and is now, it's already enrolled, and I believe it's just waiting for the signature of the governor to be chaptered. That's AB 2223. That's the infanticide bill. That's what's going to decriminalize infanticide for all 9 months of pregnancy through delivery and into the first 28 days of birth after the baby is born. And I'll explain how this works, because they wanted to decriminalize any kind of prosecution of a woman for a miscarriage, for stillbirth, abortion. And the fourth category is perinatal death due to causes that occur in utero. That's not defined, but I do know what perinatal death means. Perinatal is after birth. Prenatal is before birth. Perinatal is after birth. And in California law, the perinatal period is already defined. It is defined as the moment of conception through the first month of a child's life. So perinatal period starts, right, you know, from delivery on for at least 28 more days, and they decided to weave that into this category, perinatal death due to causes that occur in utero. We kept asking them, well, what does that mean? Please strike that out, because we think that means after birth abortions, right? This is how to finish off a botched abortion. That's what AB 2223 is going to do. It's going to make it impossible to investigate a mother, a pregnant person. Anyone who wants to pretend to be a pregnant person. Anyway, it'll protect the mother and anyone who assists her in her chosen pregnancy outcome. So that's grandma, that's boyfriend, that's an abortionist, that's a nurse, anyone who assists her. They are all protected from any kind of civil or criminal liability. Can't investigate them, because if you do, you can be charged with a private cause of action, civil damages, $25,000 plus court costs and attorney's fees. So practically speaking, what this is going to do is it's going to prevent anyone from even investigating or asking about, well, how did this baby die? And here's the interesting thing about AB 2223. It has already now stripped away the pre-existing laws in California. In California right now, until AB 2223 is officially signed and in effect, in California, we have the Roe versus Wade model, which is a woman has an absolute right to abortion up to viability. And then after viability, she has a right to abortion if the pregnancy endangers her health or welfare, anything like that. It's a rubber stamp. But at least she has to go into a doctor. At least it exists that at around viability, you have to at least be seen by a doctor. And maybe it's even a pretense, but at least there's that in the law. AB 2223 does away with all that. It's going to legalize abortion on demand up through all 9 months of pregnancy and into a fourth trimester, which is after birth, perinatal death due to causes that occur in utero. Those are just two bills that are happening in California. So we're going to see women flying in here and being brought in here. I think it's human trafficking, because what they do is they harvest those babies, those living babies, and they sell the baby parts. We know that from the David DeLuyden films, right? So we're going to be having abortions on demand. And just like Governor Northam, the former governor of Virginia, said, well, let's say we have a botched abortion, either a chemical abortion where the woman takes the chemical pills, Mifeprex and Misoprostol, and she delivers a baby, right? And it's still alive. That happens sometimes when you have chemical abortions or when you have surgical abortions. The babies are sometimes born alive. At that point, because of AB 2223, they can let that baby die on a table or they can smother it, so long as someone can point to the cause that occurred in utero, like the abortion that got botched, right? As long as you point to that, practically speaking, no one's going to investigate it so long as the mother is consenting.
All right, stay right there. And this will incentivize even women going in to have babies that are going to kill them. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more.
Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Throughout history, when cultures are in decline, on the verge of collapse, sacrifice and kill their children. Every ancient culture, from the Druids to the Aztecs, did it. And humans are publicly being turned into a commodity. We've learned all over the country that they are keeping babies alive and then killing them and selling their organs, and now they're passing laws to kill them up to a month. Why are the Democrats and the deep state coming out in the open? Why are they so arrogant? Well, because they know we're winning and they're panicking. And this is the most evil thing our culture does. And we can turn this around, we can turn it all around. And the good news is, in national polls, local polls, particularly young people, are 75%+ against this. We're so close to winning. And when we come against this, we see the rage of the Democratic Party and the deep state, because they all want us to be commodities they own. This is so incredible. So, Susan Swift, you got cut off getting into the fact this is all about baby part sales. And I want to just point this out. I never said this because I want this to happen, but if you look at markets and businesses, conservative estimates are a baby's worth $50,000, $100,000 for its organs. A lot of estimates are $500,000. Let's just say, let's split the baby, pun intended, and say $250,000. Women are going in and paying $300, $400 for an abortion. That's an illusion. We know Planned Parenthood and others are selling this and making massive profits. So now California is openly saying it's a business in body parts and baby parts. And it's like out of a science fiction dystopia, but it's real. And if we just pull back and look at this and say to women, okay, hey, you women want to kill your baby? How about you get a quarter of the money? How about you get $65,000? And then that just makes it a commodity up front, and then it's going to stop. Because you got the left wanting to ban killing cows for meat or medical experiments on rats for cancer cures. I don't like what's happening to rats, but I'll do it for humans. But if we just make it all about how it's a commodity, I think it's game over for them. And I think it's them making it a commodity that's turning everybody against them. What do you think? One of the leading attorneys at the Right to Life League, Susan Swift. What do you think it's really about, and why are they out in the open, and how do we stop them?
I think you're absolutely right, Alex. This is about the money. This is about depopulation and trying to fund it and create a business around the depopulation of human beings. So, yes, I think they are selling baby parts, and they're using your taxpayer dollars to do it. Not just the taxpayer dollars in California, by the way, but all taxpayers, because the Biden blue state bailout sent a ton of money to California and other blue states. Our surplus right now in California is close to $100 billion. If they wanted to actually end abortion by coming alongside women and caring for them and ministering to them, or at least educating young men and young women and saying, hey, let's not have a need for abortion ever again. These are human beings. These are little tiny carbon footprints that they're trying to get rid of. And they're using your taxpayer dollars to do it. That's the problem here, because this is an industry. As I said, they've lost 27 states, right? They've lost half of their market share. So now that they're centralizing in California and other states as well, trying to pass an abortion amendment to the state constitution, which is just, it's a lot of virtue signaling, because they already have laws in California that make abortion a constitutional right, according to the California State Supreme Court. And this This is unholy. Abortion is an unholy sacrament to empower, I think, spiritually, this domination of our population. Instead of liberty and life, we are celebrating this domination, control, and death. That's what abortion is. And let me clear something up right now. Abortion is not health care. That's the lie. That is the biggest lie that the abortion cartel will tell you. It is not health care. Abortion is the intentional killing of a human being in the womb. That's what it is. Its purpose, the purpose of abortion, is not health care. The purpose is specifically to target and eliminate that human being.
And by the way, the Democratic Party and their minions say it is a ritual. I just put a Fox News headline up.
They have abortion doulas who actually recommend that you create a shrine to your abortion before you do it, and you set up a shrine and kind of have this ritual before you abort your baby with an abortion doula. These are real people. These are like the priestesses, the high priestesses of the abortion cult. This is an anti-population cult. And that's what they do. Abortion doulas, that's what they do. And Planned Parenthood, NARAL, all of the abortion cartel, they profit from this. They're going to be profiting from the sale of the abortion pill. And 54% of all abortions happen now with the abortion pill. It's a chemical abortion. And this is in the state that, I mean, my goodness, if you don't have organic chicken, right, and beef or pork that has the exact right, you know, proportions for their hen to be big enough, we can't sell it in California. Everybody's got to be organic and healthful and vegan. And yet these women are taking birth control pills that shut down their ovaries and turn them into sterile machines. And now we're taking abortion pills to interrupt the natural organic process of pregnancy.
And I was about to say, the science is settled that abortion for a woman, because your body's supposed to have one, it happens. It is so bad. What cancer rates spike when women have abortions, but they're not telling them that.
No, they're not. They've covered up those studies. But yes, your risk goes up with every abortion that you have. Abortion is dangerous for women. Just chemical abortions alone, just leaving the baby aside, which I hate to say it that way, but just focusing on the mother, we already know that 26 women have died from taking the abortion pill. And that's the data that they'll let you see from the Mayo Clinic and the FDA. They're covering up a lot of the data that they claim in California is privacy. So you don't know. But a woman can hemorrhage to death. She can get sepsis. There are serious side effects to the abortion pill. And some.
Well, listen, I'm not bragging about it. I repented of it. I repented over it over 30 years ago. But, I mean, I was involved when I was younger in some abortions. And almost every time the women got really sick after and had big problems.
That's because it goes against their natural function. Most pregnancies are safe and you can deliver safely. In the less than 2% that we're even talking about when the abortion cartel brings up the safety of a woman, like an ectopic pregnancy or some sort of genetic anomaly that actually threatens the life of the mother, not the mental well-being of the mother, but the actual life. You know what the solution for that is? Delivery. And that can be accomplished in minutes sometimes. Delivery, where you remove the baby and give it a chance at life intact. You don't crush it and tear it up into little pieces and suck it into a tube and poison it or.
And when we do that, we're going to come back and talk about it. We dehumanize ourselves. We make ourselves a commodity. This is so obvious. How do people, before we go to break, get behind what you're doing? Because, Susan, I know about the organization. I know it's one of the leading groups, but I am really impressed with you. We're going to continue on, but people need to get behind you guys. This is one of our main offenses. We're winning here. God's watching. How do folks support RightToLifeLeague.org?
Well, RightToLifeLeague.org is our website. We are boots on the ground in California. We fight bad bills. We educate people. And most importantly, we defend a whole bunch of clinics, centers, and maternity homes all up and down the state. We keep their doors open so that they can minister to these women and tell them, please don't
be afraid. Which Antifa's attacking big time in California and like Minnesota and Wisconsin. Let's talk about that when we come back. Wow. Amazing. I'm so glad we got her. We canceled her Friday because I had other Vitamin Mineral Fusion is your one-stop shop for health, for longevity, for a boosted immune system. In the climate we live in today and what the globalists are up to, I think anybody not taking a high-quality product like this is insane. And there's other great vitamin, mineral, amino acid, you know, complete products out there. Ours is amongst the very best, and it is a lower cost than many of the leading brands. But whatever you do, take a high-quality multivitamin, mineral, amino acid system like this that's liquid that you put in water, because you have a better absorption rate when you do that. Now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our overall best-selling product. It finally came in a month ago, and we've almost sold out of the first shipment. Hopefully more is coming in a few months. But if you want to experience Vitamin Mineral Fusion and its effects for yourself, or maybe you already love it and you want to stock up, thanks for keeping us on the air, and thanks for taking care of yourself and your body. We've all got to stick together. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 40% off, even though it's selling out, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The definition of repent in Webster's, Merriam-Webster, I think number one's the most accurate. To turn from sin to dedicate oneself to the amendment of one's life. My entire course against the New World Order was when I was literally touched by God when I'd been involved in abortions. And my dad learned about it. And he literally challenged me and he said, stop killing my grandchildren. And I said, oh, well, I mean, we killed it in the first trimester. It's not really a baby. And he said, you know, that's not true. And then over the months, I thought about that and really got touched by it. And I repented. And then the whole world opened up to me. And this is a ritual they're conducting to cut you off from God, not just to kill new souls coming into the world and stealing their future and stealing their destiny, but it devalues you and it cuts you off from God. So the left always, when I talk about how I was involved, you know, funding abortions, they say, oh, look, he's a hypocrite. He's against abortion and admits he's done it. No, it's like saying, oh, he's an admitted murderer, but he went to jail for 10 years and got out and he says murder's wrong. No, I'm reproved. I've repented. It's not like I'm on some high horse. I tell that story. I mean, I look at my four children. My son's 20 in a couple days. My older daughter's 18. My middle daughter's 14. My little daughter's 5. I would die right now for them. They are so amazing, so good. They're everything. And then I'm punished enough knowing these amazing women when I was growing up that would say, I'm going to get an abortion. I didn't fight what they were doing. I didn't say anything. And those women would always get mad at me after they had the abortion and our relationship would end when I should have just said, I want that baby. They would say, well, you didn't stop me and now you don't love me. They would be so upset after it. And it's just a terrible thing. So this is playing God, ladies and gentlemen. And when we do it, we cut ourselves off from God. But the good news is the heart of the world is waking up. All over the world, people are turning against this. And our enemies are making it a commodity, as they always planned, and saying, yeah, it's a baby. Yeah, we're killing babies. I could play you hours. We played the clips of just Democrat leaders and around the world, leftists and Hollywood peoples and comedians making jokes about this. We make a joke on ourselves. So you've got a lot to cover, Susan Swift, who is vice president of the Legal Affairs, the Right to Life League, righttolifeleague.org, incredibly articulate, to cover the waterfront here. But I want you to answer these questions for me. Why do you think the enemy is so flagrant and so arrogant when I see it backfiring on them? Can they not help it? And are they so angry we're winning? Or are they trying to normalize it? And then what do we do to stop these this legislation in places like California? Because there's federal law. If you kill a one-day-old baby, you go to the, you know, the lethal injection. So just because they change definitions, I don't see how they get away with that. So why are they doing it? Why are they so open, A? And then B, how do we counter them, and what do you think the next stage of this fight's going to be with this big Roe v. Wade decision?
Sure. Why are they doing it as outwardly as they are right now? It's because they are losing and they know it. Because the science is against them. Follow the science. Where does a baby come from? Hint, it's not the stork. A baby comes from a fertilized ovum, from a sperm and an egg coming together. And at that moment, there's a miraculous little burst of light. No one actually understands how that happens. But that little bit of light, it sparks. And that moment is when that new DNA, that new double helix forms. And that is the beginning of human life. And left alone, more than nine times out of ten, that baby develops and grows and becomes a human being that you and I know. Guess what? One of the other lies they like to say is that, oh, it's just a clump of cells. You might have heard that yourself, maybe back 20, 30 years ago. That was one of the lies. I have news for you. I'm a clump of cells. You're a clump of cells. We're all clumps of cells walking around. That's what life is. Human life are clumps of cells. And so you can't point to a point from conception and say, oh, well, I can dismiss that, because that's dehumanizing. That is a human being. They have done this throughout history. These are the population controllers. They did this with slavery. They made black people to appear to be subhuman. That John Malthus, the entire history of racism in America is based on a lie. That black people were subhuman or not worthy of life, that you could own them, that they were property. They were like cattle. That was a lie, and it was a vicious thing that they promoted. And that is what is happening now. The abortion issue is the civil rights issue of our time. And it is so important because it will right the wrong. That the lie is that human life is not sacred. Human life is a product, a commodity, as you've just said. That is a lie. And this is why they're becoming so desperate right now. We're winning because thanks be to God, thanks be to Donald Trump, and thanks be to those five justices on the Supreme Court. They have reversed Roe versus Wade, which was an assault on our Constitution. From the moment that it was decided, Roe versus Wade, it took a big federal heavy boot and put it across the United States and said, this is a right that you can now enjoy, the right to abortion. And you can do it, the trimester system, viability, they kept tinkering with it. But they had taken away the right of we the people to decide what was going to be happening in our states. They went against all of the history of our country. Even before it was even founded, all of our states, everything, there was never a right to abortion. And Justice Alito went through that decision brilliantly and articulated the entire history of the United States about this issue. And they cured it. They cured the error that was Roe versus Wade. There was no right to abortion in our Constitution. Never was, never will be, there isn't. And that has now been fixed. And now the abortion cartel is desperate because they are losing market share. They are losing these states. The different Louisiana just shut down three abortion clinics, the last ones. So now life is being valued again, right? And now they're kind of circling the wagons out here in California and other states because they want to promote abortion. They have to get you to use your money to kill babies. They want to involve you. As you said, they are trying to interrupt the mother's relationship with God. This is an assault on her soul. If we step out of the civil rights issue just for a moment and we focus on the mother, this is an assault on the mother. We're trying to tell this mother that somehow abortion is going to be the quick fix for their life. That's another lie they tell you, that, oh, you can't have a career, you're not going to have your education, you're not going to have the life that you deserve. That's a lie. I'm a mother of seven. I've been to law school. I made wise choices in my life, and I worked really, really hard. And so it's a lie to say pregnancy interrupts your career path. That's another lie, because they want to interrupt what the mother is experiencing with God, that creative force, that joining of saying, I can create life here in the name of God.
I want to agree with you. Sex is a sacred ritual God created, and the child is trillions of times more powerful. This is real power. This is reality. And people need to realize that the human process of men and women and children is who we are. And to attack that is attacking humanity itself.
It does. It is actually an attack against the earthly trinity, if you would, right? Because we can't, these demons cannot attack God directly. So what do? They attack the family, the mother, the father, and then the Holy Spirit that creates life. And that is what they're trying to do, is break up. They want to break up marriages. They want to break up dedicated couples. And they do it by killing this baby. And it devastates women. We know from the information that we receive from the different pro-life clinics and pro-life centers and the maternity homes, these women regret this for sometimes 20, 30 years later. Sometimes they're rendered sterile as well. It is a risk you take.
And we didn't get to that. We'll talk about that coming up, the harassment of these pro-women, pro-baby clinics.
Yes.
Tell us about those briefly before we go to break.
Oh, that's Jane's Revenge. It's a domestic terrorist organization. They started threatening, as soon as they got the leaked decision of Dobbs, even before it was released, they started threatening the Night of Rage, and they're targeting pro-life clinics. These are little non-profit medical clinics that they just want to offer help to women.
They're claiming it's a woman's choice, so a group's here to say, hey, we'll take care of you, we'll help you, and they're firebombing them in places like Wisconsin. We're going to come right back. Everybody's got to bookmark this URL. Everybody's got to share it. RightToLifeLeague.org. Folks, you got to do it. RightToLifeLeague.org. RightToLifeLeague. One word. RightToLifeLeague.org. This is the front lines of the fight for humanity. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
So unhappy, and they think becoming a worse person will somehow empower them. No, turn against the darkness. Come back to God. Repent. We'll forgive you. I'll forgive you. God will forgive you, most importantly. None of us are perfect, but we didn't know what we were doing. And as they know the public wakes up to how evil this is, they go, fine, we are killing babies. Big deal. Yeah, it is. Satanism, big deal. And they want people to join them in that act of incredible corruption. Susan Swift, we've got like 7-8 minutes left. I want to thank you so much. I want you to invite you back again. What else do you want to impart to the viewers and listeners about the critical point humanity is at right now?
I will tell you what's going on in California. They're on the offensive, and this is why we need every person to be able to help in this battle for life over evil. What they're doing in California, they picked up the the mantra that, you know, Pocahontas, Senator Elizabeth Warren, had come out with several weeks ago. She wants all of these pro-life clinics and centers to be shut down. That's what she said. And what's happening in California, they advanced a bill, AB 2586, which is now, it's enrolled and engrossing. It's coming right now. What the original draft of that bill called these pro-life centers and clinics, fake clinics. That's what it did. Now they've softened the language of that bill, but the city attorney, Mike Foyer, Los Angeles city attorney, and the OG, Rob Bonta of California, they have put out consumer alerts, basically trying to mobilize foot soldiers to suggest to go after these pro-life clinics and centers and probably maternity homes to basically sue them for fraud. That's what they're saying, is that if your website delays anyone from getting the abortion that they want, we're going to come after you and we're going to shut you down because it is a consumer fraud. That's what they're doing. They're trying.
That's what they're suing me saying, because I'm pro-gun. It's a consumer fraud.
That's right. So they're trying to weaponize the law against pro-life clinics, centers, and homes. Another bill that they advanced and got through was AB 5232. This is demonic, because what they did is they added into California a new category of civil rights for employment law. It's called reproductive health care decision making. You can't discriminate now if you're an employer against someone for their reproductive health care decision making. So I don't know how that's going to be applied, but if you're a pro-life clinic and you want to hire somebody and they are very, very pro-abortion, they haven't repented.
Clear. They're going to send those people in to try to get the jobs.
Exactly. That's exactly right. That's what's happening. They are weaponizing them. They're taking our laws that should be applied uniformly to all citizens. They're weaponizing them against pro-life. That's how desperate they are, because they're losing. And what we do out here at the Right to Life League, we challenge that legislation. We educate the public about the truth of abortion. And then what we do, and this is something that no other group does in America, as far as I know, we offer free services to the pro-life clinics and centers and maternity homes that we offer to, you know, our members. We say, do you need any HR help? Do you need admin? Do you need legal tips? And what do you need to make sure that you stay open, so that you jump through all of the corporate hoops in California to make sure you're properly incorporated and you're filing your papers on time? And what about all of the medical clinic, all of the different medical requirements, policies, the procedures, everything that you have to do in California to stay open, so that you are immune from attack by this weaponized group of people who are going to come and try to, you know, sue you? That's what we do. No one else does that, as far as I know. Now, I bet you all of the Planned Parenthood clinics, they can just pick up the hotline and talk to the, you know, the in-house lawyers. But these pregnancy clinics and centers and homes in California, they have no one to help.
And let's
them.
Not forget, in San Francisco, in the last 6-7 years, the groups that infiltrated, got the recordings, them admitting we're selling the bodies, we're buying Ferraris and Lamborghinis, they had huge judgments against them, but it doesn't matter. They did the right thing for these unborn. This is a war. We should expect to be attacked. We're trying to save children. So just deal with it, folks, and engage the enemy.
That's right. What we need are boots on the ground here in California. We're losing a lot of people moving out because they don't want to live in, you know, the People's Republic of California. I don't blame them. I understand it. But we need boots on the ground here. And that's what the Right to Life League does.
Well, those of you that choose to stay in California are like the Stay Behind Network Special Forces, who are critical. I mean, you're the most brave people there are.
I guess you're right. I guess we are. We are the Special Forces of the pro-life movement. That would be us.
Because I saw Biden, he said yesterday, his administration, California is the model for the abortion across the country.
Yes, and they passed all 15 of these laws. Look, all they have to do is they have it as a template now. And what if these pro-aborts gain control of the federal House and Senate again? They will take the California model, the abortion apocalypse legislation, and they will roll it across the United States, and they will put it into federal law. We know that they want to do it. That's the women's.
We know that. So, Susan, let me ask you this question. I've asked it a few times, and you made great points. But why do you think the Democrats have come so out in the open and said, yeah, they're babies, we love killing babies? Why are they flaunting all this when it turns people against them?
I don't know if they think that it is. I wonder if they have some sort of secret, you know, lock on the elections again. They are so arrogant. Are they going to be able to cheat again, like 2020? Is that what's happening here? They are so arrogant in their modeling of death. And maybe they, Do you think they're talking to their base? We've got stats, say, 75% of the next generation, the young generation, oppose abortion on demand. So I don't know why they're doing that other than they think that this is a winning. Look, what have they got to run on? The economy is in the tank, right? We've got wars starting all over the globe, right? And inflation is going to go through the roof and people are going to be freezing cold and not have enough food. And so, yeah, we better add in abortion because that'll make everybody vote for us. That's all they've got. They're losing and they're desperate and they're afraid. And I think they're serving their masters, which is the abortion cartel.
I agree. They're losing, so they're just firing all their guns at once.
Yep, that's what they're doing. And the abortion cartel is calling the shots because that's where the money comes. It's a big government laundry money system, right? So that they fund the legislators that get these radical policies, and then the policies go into effect and more money flows into the
Congress. Let me ask you this question in closing. What are they going to pull next? Because their escalation of just satanic rhetoric has gone off the chart, but it's going straight up. I mean, what are they going to do next? I mean, they're passing laws that you can have sex with kids. I mean, it's insane.
They are trying to separate parents from children. They already got a bill that they're trying to basically capture children who get here to California and want to have a sex change operation. They're trying to make that the state can take custody of that child and interrupt the parental rights.
Just like Canada. So it's going to be a euthanasia, abortion, chop your son's genitals off, haven of evil.
Yeah, because if they can make the individual the commodity of the state, the cog in the global workers' paradise, right, then that's all you are. And I wouldn't be surprised if they're going to experiment with getting artificial wombs, like something out of Logan's Run, and they're going to start playing with,
Exactly. Genetic engineering, they're already doing it. Exactly. Yep. California's leading that. I'm impressed. Yep. Susan Swift, I knew who you were. I've seen you online before. RightToLifeLeague.org. Please join us on a routine basis. Come on the other shows. RightToLifeLeague.org. God bless you.
God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you so much.
That was powerful, ladies and gentlemen. The left can't even form a sentence. You look at that lady, she is literally on fire. They claim they're for women empowerment. Women empowerment is women leading their lives and not being cogs of the machine. Wow, I am really excited about that interview. All right, we got a guest host coming up. But I mentioned this. I wasn't looking at the clock right. And then I realized that I didn't get to this big, big lawlessness story. The next move in the Great Reset in Illinois, which, again, Illinois, California, New York, those are the incubators of this tyranny. We're going to hit this when we come back. They are legalizing second-degree murder of adults. So kill the old people, euthanasia, abort the babies, kill the newborn babies, and now just lawlessly kill whoever you want. That's coming up. I'm going to hit that for 5 minutes and the guest host takes over. But separately, this operation is having an extreme victory against the New World Order. Thanks for your support. We need your support now more than ever. Thank you for taking action. Redouble down your efforts. Today is the last day. It will end tomorrow. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vitamineral Fusion, all of it. A whole bunch of stuff is 50 to 40% off. It ends tomorrow. We've sold out a lot of it. It'll be a while till we get more. Ultimate Fish Oil came back in. It'll still be 50% off after this is all over. So incredible for your immune system, your cardiovascular system. It'll still be 40% off. But everything else, DNA Force Plus and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Vitamineral Fusion, it all ends tomorrow morning. So please take advantage of the sale and support the broadcast now. You could not fund a more important operation. All glory goes to God and the listeners that have been incredible. All right. I'm going to hit this big news on the police state when we come back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.